I believe that that compromise has been a...
Give the gentleman his the attention.
I believe that compromise has been violated in some areas where we have work zones that have lied dormant for months and months, but yet the speed camera continues to click along collecting revenue. I think that the speed cameras in the work zones are a good idea if people are actually working in those work zones. And so this amendment would simply say that speed cameras that are allowed in work zones would apply only when actual work is being done. Again, many of these sites lay dormant for months at a time, and I think this is a reasonable amendment to a great bill. I move the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The House is the gentleman, Vice Chair of the Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and I want to thank the delegate for making sure I saw the amendment. This was brought up in the subcommittee. It was also brought up in the full committee, and we voted it down. I think it's very imperative that everybody understand that in work zones, one of the things you deal with that changes on a daily, weekly, monthly basis is the way they put the jersey barriers all along. And I'll give you, for example, the Baltimore Beltway. One of the major things we want to make sure that happens is people slow down also because of the lane changes in the work zone. All you have to do is look at a lot of the jersey barriers. They go in white, and later on you see all the different colors of paint all along the jersey barriers. And for those reasons, we ask you to vote against this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
On the amendment, the gentleman from the Eastern Shore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the amendment, the reason that we put this in was to protect lives and save lives of those workers who were in the work zones. Mr. Speaker, I can't hear me. And I know what I'm going to say. The reason we put this in is to save lives of those persons who are in the work zones. We don't save their lives if they're not there working. And if you want to see the unintended consequences, that this is not just a revenue enhancer, I can tell you one of the things that happened is we passed last year the law that said if you got a policeman over on the side of the road, you're supposed to pull over or slow down because, for the safety of the police officer. Well, no longer did that law take effect. No sooner than it took effect than what we had was police officers sitting on the side of the road just catching, not with somebody stopped, not with any other purpose, than to catch somebody who was not doing that. I had a state policeman come to me and complain that that wasn't what that bill was for. It was to save lives. And the bill to save lives can't be doing so if there's no work going on. It's a generator of revenue. That's all it is. And as I've said 100 times on this floor, freedom's seldom lost in one fell swoop. It's lost one speed camera at a time. And what we need to do is say, no, put this amendment's a good amendment, put this up there, and say, at least, let's follow through and say that when we say we're going to do it for safety, that there's somebody out there whose safety we're providing by putting this camera out there. If you vote no on this, all you're saying is, yes, we want the revenue, we're addicted to the revenue, and we're going to continue to put things up that take away the liberty of our citizens under the guise of giving them safety for no other reason than raising a few dollars and taking it out of their pockets. So this is a good amendment. I ask you to vote for the amendment and support the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Prince George's.
I'm going to rise in opposition to this amendment, and in response to my good colleague from the Eastern Shore, freedom is not breaking the law. Right? I mean, I don't believe that's part of the fundamental rights of citizens to break the law. So speed cameras are there to enforce the law, and that's all they do. Now, there's a virtue, as the chair of the subcommittee noted, the vice chair of the committee, that to having them in work zones because the patterns of traffic change. So even when there are workers out there, there are other people on the road who are endangered by speeders because things are changing around. So everybody driving a car in that situation is at risk when somebody comes along breaking the law and speeding. And that's what the camera does in that area, as well as protecting workers.